Oh, your parents' education.
Mother had a couple of years at college. She went to a school called Francis Scheim Academy. And I'm not sure just where that was. Must have been in Iowa where she grew up. And then she went to the University of Iowa for a year. And I think that was at Ames, if I'm not mistaken. And that was all the college education she had. My father went to New Mexico State University. At that time, of course, it was called New Mexico A&M. Maybe it still is. I don't know. But then he did not go to law school. And I think that was a bone of some contention between himself and his mother. I think she didn't feel like they could afford to send him to law school, and yet I think they had a fair amount of money, and I think she was probably spending it on herself, and I think he kind of resented that. But in those days, I think it was not uncommon for the attorney to study with someone else, you know, as a preceptor, and he passed the bar examination without any trouble studying with his father. But I think he would like to have gone to college. Probably would like to have gone away to a big university, you
I'm
know,
sure.
and had the capabilities for doing that, I'm sure. And maybe all the rest of his life felt a little bit less than modern attorneys who all, of course, have gone to universities and
Yeah.
had degrees.
But who knows if their education was really any better than his.
Right. May not have been at all.
Yeah, right. Do you happen to know what your ultimate ancestry is? Like where your family came from in Europe when they got to the US?
Well, I know something of it. You know, families are pretty complicated, aren't they? I mean, if you go back 7, 8, 9, 10 generations, then you've got several hundred ancestors, and so you can have an awful lot of people. I know one line of ancestors were Huguenot French, and they came into South Carolina in the 1680s, I think. And another line by the name of those Huguenot French were this other line were called. I think they, I have some little information on them from probably Scotland. I'm sure are English, although we've not really, they first appear, my first ancestor appears in Virginia in about 1755. Before the Revolutionary War, and he and a son went into the Revolutionary Army and signed the Oath of Allegiance in a courthouse in Virginia in 1774 or whatever it was, you know. And but we have not been able to trace him. There were a lot of in Virginia, actually. And a lot of them we know are from England, but I don't know what the connection was with my family specifically, so kind of lost the track there.